listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
God bless you. Welcome to the Voice of Victory program with pastor, evangelist, and Bible teacher, Delfino Garcia, Jr. Stay tuned to receive God's blessing through His Word.
I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender my all to You. I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender my all to You. Come and change my life. Come and change my life.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you and welcome to the Voice of Victory program again. And praise the Lord. We are giving God honor and glory for allowing me to be here one more time to preach the wonderful news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, you know, hallelujah, we always preach on faith, teach on faith, hallelujah, because that's what it takes to get our Heavenly Father moving, amen, in our behalf. Praise God. But before I go into the message, I want to just let you know that we are helping pastor a church in Belgrade also. I was supposed to give the address last week, and I forgot. But today, I will give you the address. Hallelujah. And of course, our church is in Pahokee at 147 Anona Avenue. Amen. And also, we're in Belgrade helping, praise God, the sisters there. Hallelujah. At Worship Center in Belgrade, hallelujah. The address, if you would like to join us, Sundays at 11 o'clock in Belgrade, hallelujah, we are there. And the Church Worship Center at 1424 West Canal Street South in Belgrade, hallelujah. We are helping them there, hallelujah, praise God, to, you know, to bring the word. And we are so excited, hallelujah, to just to work for the Lord, amen. And we give Him honor and we give Him glory. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. So that's the address in Belgrade, hallelujah, 1424 West Canal Street South, Belgrade, and Church is Worship Center, hallelujah, and there in Belgrade, and the sisters, Petri, hallelujah, Sister Dolly, hallelujah, and a wonderful brother, Charlie, praise God. We thank God for, you know, for them allowing us there to preach, hallelujah. And now, hallelujah, let us get into the message pretty quick here because we don't have enough time. Sometimes, man, half an hour is nothing. I mean, it's like nothing, amen, hallelujah. And we thank God for each one of you that are listening to the program, hallelujah. We thank for you that call us and, you know, and ask for prayer, hallelujah, not only here but at in our offices there in Pahokee. And we just give honor and glory to God, and we're there. I mean, it doesn't matter what time you call us, hallelujah, praise God. 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, we are there to pray with you, what, you know, how, or minister to you, and we give God honor and glory, hallelujah, for all, for giving us that opportunity, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, amen. All right, now this morning, I'm going to be preaching out of Hebrews, and I'm going to be reading out of chapter 12, one verse, and I mean, this verse is so exciting, hallelujah, praise God, that, you know, I mean, it just stirs me up, hallelujah, my faith, stirs up my faith, hallelujah, and I'm telling you, praise God, Satan knows that he cannot defeat us, amen? He knows that when we, hallelujah, trust in God totally, praise God, he cannot defeat us, but as long as he can get our minds, or you know, off of the word of God, off of God, off of Jesus, hallelujah, he can do some damage in our lives, amen, hallelujah. But when we focus, hallelujah, on the author and the finisher of our faith, he cannot do nothing. But before I go, let me pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank and I praise you, Lord, for allowing us to be here, hallelujah, preaching your word. I give you honor and I give you glory. And Father, if for the listeners that need prayer, that need help, hallelujah, Father, we ask him that to be strong and be brave and call us, hallelujah, when we open the lines and we want to pray with them. We want to unite our faith with theirs. We want to unite our prayers with theirs, hallelujah. And Father, your word says when two of us agree concerning anything here on earth, hallelujah, you will do it. There's the power of agreement, Lord, hallelujah. And I thank and I praise you for that. Amen and amen. Now, in chapter 12, Hebrews, if you have your Bible with you, you can open it, hallelujah. If you don't have one, write the scripture down. And if you're jogging or fishing, praise God, we thank you for listening, amen, hallelujah, to the program. Now, the Word of God says in chapter 12, and I'm going to read one verse, amen, and I'm going to focus on verse number 2, where it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother, we already prayed, so hallelujah. We give God honor and glory for this scripture here because the Word of God is telling us, hallelujah, that no matter what we're going through, and this is the way we preach all the time because we want to encourage you. We want your faith to come alive. We want your faith to be stirred up, hallelujah. We want you, hallelujah, to knock that devil upside the head, kick his brains in, rearrange his face, hallelujah, because he has no power over you. If you believe God and believe his word, if you believe what Jesus says, depend on them, hallelujah, they will come through for you, amen? And the Word of God says, looking unto Jesus, do not look at the situations that you're going through. Let me come back a little more, hallelujah. The Word of God is telling us here that no matter what you're going through, and you might say, well, brother, to you it doesn't matter. No, that's not the way I mean that. The way I mean that is that no matter what you're going through, hallelujah, when you focus on Jesus, when you set your eyes on Jesus and not to the things that will distract you from looking unto Jesus, hallelujah, not looking at considering or meditating, better said, on your pain, on your problem, on your marriage being destroyed, hallelujah. Don't focus on that. You focus on the Word of God. You focus on what he says about you, hallelujah. And what he says about you is great. What he says about you, that you are more than a conqueror. What he says about you, that you, hallelujah, can destroy the works of the enemy, hallelujah. It says that you can overcome all of these things, but you cannot be distracted. Don't allow these things to distract you. You might say, well, brother, I'm in pain. Well, you probably are. But try, hallelujah, try to believe what the Word of God says, that by the stripes of Jesus you were healed. Amen? Try to believe, hallelujah, and trust in what he's saying. And believe me, it's going to come to pass. You're going to be healed. You're going to prosper. The financial difficulty you're going through, brother, hallelujah, you will be able to overcome it. Your marriage being destroyed by Satan. See, because Satan desires the worst for you. And I don't care who you are. I don't care how beautiful, how ugly, how fat, how tall. And I'm just using that as a figure of speech. It doesn't matter, hallelujah, who you are. The Word of God says that trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all of his ways, hallelujah, and he shall direct your path. Amen. He will, always come to the rescue. He will always be there. Hallelujah. He will never say no. Hallelujah. If it's according to his will, according to his word, he will always say yes. Hallelujah. But don't let all these things distract you. Hallelujah. Because in the verse above, it says running the race with patience. Running the race, hallelujah, with patience. Hallelujah. So it's telling us that we got to focus. You have to focus, hallelujah, on reality, praise God. And reality is the Word of God. And verse 6 of the first chapter, on the chapter before, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen? Why? Because God has supplied all of your need. God has supplied your healing. He has supplied your blessings. He has supplied your miracles. He has supplied the victory for you. Amen. Oh, I don't know about you, but man, that makes me shout hallelujah and jump for joy, knowing that my Heavenly Father has already, He has already delivered me. He has made me free. John chapter 6, I believe it is 8, he says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now, this is Jesus speaking. Amen. He says, and if I have set you free, you are free indeed. Or I have made you free, better said, you are free indeed. You know what? And now I usually say this every Saturday morning. I don't know what you're going through, but God does. Amen. God knows what you're going through. He's right there with you. He's right there trying to get you to trust Him. He's right there, hallelujah, praise God, trying to let the word that I'm preaching get into your spirit. He is trying, hallelujah, to get you to trust Him, that whatever He says is true. And one of the things He says is, by His stripes you were healed, and nothing that will come against you shall prosper. Well, no, actually says, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. It won't. What does that word mean, prosper? It means it will not defeat you ever. It will not be able to climb, you know, climb up behind you or sneak up behind you or however you want to say it. No, it cannot, because you have the covering and protection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You have God's protection. Amen? And there's nothing that Satan can do. Like in Numbers 23, chapter 23, the prophet told the king, I mean, no matter what I do, God has decided to bless them. God has decided to bless them, and it doesn't matter what I do. I cannot curse them. I cannot reverse it. God decided to bless them, and that's what Satan hates. Satan hates to see you being blessed. Amen? Hallelujah. And God's decided to bless you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Listen, in a couple of minutes, we're going to open the line. We'll open the lines, and you can call us. But don't hesitate. Do not hesitate, because the devil will take the first step and try to make your life miserable. Now, I'm not telling you that you are possessed by Satan or controlled by Satan, but he will mess with your mind. Amen? Maybe you want to call, and maybe you're thinking, well, you know what? I want to pray. I want brother to pray with me. Hallelujah. I want him to pray with me. But Satan will always be there telling you, no. Don't do it. It's not true. How long have you been sick? How long have you been struggling financially? How long have you been separated? And you know the papers are almost, your divorce papers are almost, I mean, he'll start all that trash. He'll probably tell you, you know what, your children, I got control over them, so there's nothing you can do about it. Oh, yes, you can. We can agree in prayer. Hey, there's power in agreement. Amen? And Jesus said it. He will always try to discourage you from following up on the word of God or following the word of God. He will always tell you, that brother doesn't even know what he's preaching about. Get for real. You got cancer. You got diabetes. You got hepatitis, whatever. Hallelujah. Yeah, I mean, you know, nothing can change that. Oh, yes. Yes, the word of God can change. Hallelujah. God says, I am the precious Lord that healeth thee. Amen. With the word of God says, by the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. Were, past tense. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but a long time ago, I got tired of that lying devil manhandling me. Praise God. He would do whatever he would, I mean, wanted with me, and tell me that the word of God was, you know, it was a lie, and it was a fairy tale, and you cannot believe that. I mean, until I decided, I said, no more. You lying devil, praise God. And I'll be honest with you, from the very first day I told God, Lord, here I am. Use me. Send me anywhere. You do whatever you want with me. But of course, Satan will come in and say, yeah, you think God's going to use you? As a mean person you were or whatever? You said that right, Satan. I were. Hallelujah. Now, a couple more minutes, we will open the line. If you need prayer, call me. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate, because the devil will take advantage of that. All right? He will keep you sick all day or all week if he can. If it's possible, he will keep you in poverty all this time. And remember, hallelujah, he will keep you financially distressed. I'm telling you, praise God, he will make your life miserable. You better believe that. And that's his job. And not only that, he's not alone. He's got a whole bunch of demons, hallelujah, working for him. No, the word of God says that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And it ain't talking about Satan. Satan hates your guts. Excuse me for saying that. But God loves you. He sent his only begotten son to die on the cross of Calvary for you and for me and for whosoever will accept him and trust him. Amen? Praise God. So don't let your problem, don't let your sickness distract you from focusing on Jesus, because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. I have preached on this before, but I felt in my spirit deeply to bring it again today, hallelujah, praise God, so that we can really focus on Jesus. I mean, let your faith come alive. Let it be stirred up by the word, hallelujah. And listen, isn't that wonderful that Jesus is looking out for you? Isn't it wonderful that God's there for you? Hallelujah. The word of God says, if God be for me, who can be against me? If God be for me, who can be against me? All things work together for good to them that love God. Praise God. It doesn't say half of them, it says all things. Amen. And then in the same chapter, and you keep reading, he says, hallelujah, we are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthened us. And Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ. Jesus is the beginner, and he is, hallelujah, he is working that you can become a mature child of God in the faith, hallelujah. And how does that happen? By trusting him, believing him, and he will come through for us. All right, let me give you our number here. You can call us, hallelujah, praise God, here in the calling area. You could call us at 221-1100. All right, here in the calling area, 221-1100. And I guess you could, from outside the area, calling area, I guess 1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. Call me now. Don't hesitate. Because that's what the devil's waiting for, that you hesitate, and he'll take advantage of that. And he will come in and violate your right. I mean, and he will try to get you to disbelieve in the benefits that you have in God. So call us, hallelujah, here in the calling area, 221-1100. Don't wait any longer. Don't wait to see how many people are going to call. Don't wait to see what it's all about. You call. Because when you do that, you are demonstrating your faith. Hallelujah. You are demonstrating that you have faith in God, that you are willing, hallelujah, praise God, to surrender to him and say, Lord, I've been sick for all these years or all these days. I need healing. I need healing. And he will come through for you. All right? But don't hesitate. And the lines are starting to, don't hang up on us now. We will get to you as quick as possible. And believe me, believe the word of God. Hallelujah. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning, Pastor Delfino.
Yes.
My name is Dinora, and my house is in some foreclosure.
Uh-huh.
But I firmly believe that God will do a miracle and that he will turn everything around for me.
Yes, he will, sister. Yes, he will.
And that I want you to stand in agreement with me, and that he will provide the finances for me to keep on living in this house.
All right, sister.
Every day I pray that I receive my deed.
Amen, amen. And you shall. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I agree with my sister right now, Father. That's her house, that's her home, and nobody else's. Father, Satan, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we declare, we tell Satan to take his hands off of this, praise God, situation right now. And I am declaring my sister in victory for the honor and the glory of your name, Father. And she shall stay in her home. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for that victory. And thank you for demonstrating to her the power, hallelujah, and giving her this blessing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sister, you just start thanking and praising God, okay, every day. Hallelujah. Just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. All right, sister. God bless you, and you have a great week in Christ, and you keep confessing victory. Do not ever say something else. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning. God bless you.
Yes.
My name is Julio.
Yes, Julio.
I need a prayer for I need a blessing in my career.
Right. All right. All right, brother. You want the Lord to bless you in your career, and we are gonna pray, and we're gonna agree in prayer, in faith, and brother, you will have a great career. Amen.
So, Amen.
Agree with me, Father. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I am agreeing with my brother Julio, Lord, hallelujah, for success, hallelujah, in his career. Father, demonstrate to him that you are who you are. Father, bless him in a mighty way, and he is more than a conqueror in Jesus' name, and that's what he calls us, more than conquerors. Thank you, Father, for blessing Julio in that area. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen. Brother Julio, you just start praising God. Amen?
Amen.
You start saying, I am more than a conqueror, and you keep saying that no matter what comes your way. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, brother. Glory be to God. Yes, you can still call us. There's still time. 221-1100. Do not hesitate, because that's all the devil is waiting for you to hesitate. And let's be frank here. Let's be honest. He is the one. He is the one, and I'm talking about Satan, that wants to destroy you. He's the one that will tell you, you will never, ever reach, hallelujah, amen? You will never, ever reach your goal. He will tell you your marriage will never be restored. He will tell you your children will never come home. And what I mean by that is to the place of security, a place that is love, harmony, praise God. When he's got them out there doing drugs and all this kind of stuff, he'll tell you, they ain't going home. They love to be with me. No, no, no. You lying devil, we can put a stop to that. But you know what? You have to call me. You have to agree with me. If you want Satan to let go of your children, you call me. 221-1100 here in the area. Outside, 1-888-221-8990. We got about 5 minutes left, hallelujah. Do not let Satan keep your children out there. Hallelujah. Praise God. And like I say, don't hesitate. Call us. Amen. And I will agree with you in prayer. Praise the Lord. We got a couple of more calls coming in. One. Hallelujah. God bless you. Praise God.
Hallelujah. God bless. I listen to you every Saturday.
Thank you, praise sister. God. Praise God.
And I'm calling a prayer for my son. He's on drugs.
Right.
And for my sister and brother, that they have a closer walk with you. They don't go to church, but they know the word.
Amen.
They're always complaining.
Right.
About things, but they just need to put their...
Amen.
Put their trust in the Lord, and not friends, family. I mean...
Right.
Just put their trust in the Lord.
Right. Sister, you guys are going to see victory starting today. Let's pray for your son. Hallelujah. Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray that, or I ask the Holy Ghost to seek him, bring him back home. He has been made free of drugs, and Father, he will be a good boy, a good son, hallelujah, for the honor and the glory of your name. And Lord, he cannot stay out there in the world no more doing what he's doing. And Father, we thank you and praise you for that. Also, Father, for her other family, Lord, hallelujah. Father, they will not argue and bicker, hallelujah. Father, that's a sign of unhappiness. But you, Lord, come into their house, come into their home, touch their hearts right now, even though they're not saved, but they know the word. And Father, I thank you and I praise you, because I know you are working in them already, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Sister, now all you have to do is start thanking God for the victories. Amen.
Oh, thank you.
Amen, sister. Praise God. Okay, hallelujah. We got about 3 minutes left. 221-1100 here in the area. Outside, 1-888-221-8990. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning, Pastor.
Yes.
My name is Rosie.
Yes,
and
Rosie.
And I'm calling
for agreement. I am in agreement that the Lord God Almighty does want us to prosper on this earth. He does not want us to struggle with our finances.
Right. Okay.
Right now, my husband has done work for people and owe him money.
Right.
And we aren't able to pay our mortgage. We don't have groceries. Our utility is going to be due. But I am in agreement with you that the Lord God will prosper us.
Yes, he
is. And will touch these people that owe my husband money,
right,
their hearts, and pay him for the work that he has done.
Right.
And I just ask that you will lift up my husband because he feels like he's a failure. And mm-hmm. he gets up every morning and works hard for what he does, and
right.
people have not paid him. Just lift my husband up
All
and
right.
let him know that God is with him, and I'm behind him 100%.
All right, sister, let us agree. Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you see this situation right now, Father. Lord, and I'm asking you, your word says that whatever Satan steals from him, he has to pay back 7 times. And I thank and I praise you because they're all going to pay the brother, hallelujah, his due, hallelujah, and also extra, Father, because that's what your word says, hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the financial breakthrough in their lives. We thank you, Father, that the money's coming in, hallelujah. Father, because you so desire right now, hallelujah, touch this family, bless them in a mighty way, and there's nothing Satan can do to stop it. Right now, we declare victory. I am declaring victory, Father, in this family, in Jesus' name, and by faith, I declare it done. Amen and amen. Praise God. Sister Rosie, you just praise God and thank him. And all of this is coming your way starting now. Amen. We got a couple of more minutes left. Hallelujah. Maybe one. Stay on the line. I'll get to you. Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for your prayers. I want to tell you, you prayed with me for my son.
Yes.
For healing of Crohn's disease.
Oh, yes. I remember.
You do, and he's been healed. He does not have it anymore.
Amen.
Oh, God bless you so much. And we pray that he'll be healed of his gluten sensitivity, and he'll start to grow.
Yes.
And we pray the Lord shows us what school to go to next year. And I pray that my mom is healed of her cancer and that I can get a job. I'm looking for a job so desperately. Thank you so much.
Amen. Let us pray for all the blessings that will come upon you starting today. And I think we'll be going off the air. So all of you that are on the phone, don't hang up. Let's pray, sister. Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, you demonstrate your power, hallelujah, by healing her son right now, Lord. Father, and there is more to come, more blessings to come in their family. And Lord, healings and blessings, miracles, hallelujah, Father, I apply them in the name of Jesus on her life and her family right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, by faith, I declare it done. Sister, God bless you and thank God for it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Call 561-924-2564. If you live outside the calling area, call 1-800-484-8994. When the operator comes on and says, to complete your call, enter the 4-digit security code, please enter 2192. Or you may write to Delfina Garcia Jr. Ministries at P.O. Box 177, Bohokie, Florida 33476. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Good country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 763-8333. You won't be disappointed.
Hi folks, tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for the Relive Lifestyles program. This is David Leeds. If you're sick and tired of feeling sick and tired and want a lifestyle you have been dreaming of, let Eileen and I share with you how Relive has changed the lives of many people. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. and hear testimonies of people that have found Relive to be the answer. For more information, we are available at 1-888-871-8734.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.